This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Today is the 155th anniversary of Juneteenth. This holiday commemorates the freedom of the last slaves in the nation as news of the Emancipation Proclamation finally made its way to slaves in Texas 2 years after President Lincoln's speech. This year, as calls for racial justice and an end to systemic racism ring across our country, the day has special significance for one Idaho family. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Philip Thompson. He is the executive director of the Black History Museum in Boise. However, the real star of this interview, Zeta, Philip's 9-year-old daughter. Let's take a listen.
And Philip, we've got a special guest. Could you introduce us?
Absolutely. I have with us today my pride and joy, Zeta Thompson, a.k.a. Junior. Say hello, Junior.
Hi.
Hi, Zeta. Zeta, can I ask how old you are?
9.
And when's your birthday?
March 24th, 2011.
Okay. Zeta, do you know what Juneteenth is?
Yeah.
Well, what can you tell us about Juneteenth?
Well, Juneteenth is a special holiday that the last group of black slaves were freed in Texas.
Philip, this year's celebration, it resonates in new ways in 2020, doesn't it?
It really does. So one thing we've done, Junior and I, is try to like break it down to a level that a kid could understand, and more importantly, they care to listen. Mm-hmm. And so we've cheated and may use comics, trying to tell like the national narrative of, hey, the Emancipation Proclamation, yes, legally freed the slaves, mm-hmm. but the entire country didn't necessarily follow the rules in those orders. And it took a military introduction or insurrection, so to speak, to really stop the practice of slavery in Texas. And which is why we celebrate the day, which is kind of indicative of our nation as it stands currently, mm-hmm. that we have like these mandatory orders of stay home or trying to stop the spread of a virus to keep all parties protected. And you have those that are outwardly refuse. And then again, it's disproportionately affecting the black community. We're the ones suffering when people choose to ignore the orders of our government for the benefit of everyone.
Zeta, what's it been like being cooped up in the house all this time and away from school?
Well, I kind of like school, so I miss school. But now that it's, I think, summer break. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's summer break. And then we're not in school. And sometimes I still play with my friends. And yeah.
Let's talk about dreams, Zeta. What's your dream? What do you want to do someday?
I want to be a paramedic.
Wow.
A firewoman, a policewoman. A artist, architect, engineer, builder, and somebody who holds fish, like someone who works at the aquarium.
He has aspirations. We try to expose you to a little bit of everything.
Okay. Oh, and a scientist.
And a scientist?
Yeah.
Philip, what's your dream for Zeta?
Most of really just to allow her to be able to pursue her dreams. I mean, it was said that there's an old quote from James Baldwin that what we want as a people is the same thing you want as a people. We want our kids to be able to be free and to play and to not be defined by you. I want her to be able to pursue whatever it is she wants to do. I've told her, yeah, you can be a scientist on Tuesday and then choose that you want to be a professional bass player on Thursday. All we want is the right to be free and to thrive and allow us to achieve. And that's all I want for her, is her to be able to pursue whatever it is her heart or her mind desires at that time.
Zeta, what do you do for fun?
I play in my science lab. I play in my ball pit. Sometimes I watch TV or the pad. And I play with my Legos.
We go for runs.
We go for runs and bike rides and walks. And we play with the kids.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention your pretty fabulous grandmother. Our listeners know her as State Senator Sheree Buckner Webb, but she's your grandma, yes?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing woman, don't you think?
Yep.
Junior has told me when we go down to the Senate that she thinks that she might want to be a senator one day. Or just the other day she met Governor Little, mm-hmm. and she was pretty impressed and thought he was pretty cool.
Well, that can't happen soon enough, as far as I'm concerned. So yeah. let's put her on the fast track.
Absolutely.
Zeta, happy Juneteenth. Philip, happy Juneteenth.
Thank you, sir. Hope all is well with you and yours.
Thank you, Zeta.
You're welcome.
Well, I think Zeta should just run for U.S. Senate someday. I mean, good for her. And I want to thank our George Prentice for that really lovely conversation. After the break, we are going to continue our theme with a conversation with an Idaho medical student who's working for racial justice when it comes to the healthcare industry. You're listening to Idaho Matters.